Just a person hashes through.
Oh, really? Morning, I say. The shit title was Why We Should Appreciate Our Eruv. Now, again, although it's just an innocent point which I'd like to make, that due to the remote chance of Pekiya B'chodeh Rabbonim Chas V'Shalom, I'd like to slightly change the topic with the same idea. What would you say to a foreign child? You have a new kahila, let's call it Canvey Island. Anyone heard of that?
Yeah, what?
In Stamford Hill they call it Canvey Island. Canvey.
Ah.
Near London, a new community started the kahila, and they have a shaila. One of the big shailas that they're going to have is, should they make an Erev in shtot? Now, the shaila would go like this. What would be if everyone in their shtot would agree and they would sign that there's no reason for us to carry lechatz chila? We've got no reason to carry lechatz chila. Would you say there's any inyan to make an Erev in Hadar Shtot? Or would you say you're not going to use it anyway? What would be the point in spending so much time, effort and money to make an Erev which you wouldn't carry lechatz chila anyway? The Chaya, a lot of us would say that there's no point in making, spending time and money on such an Erev. Or let's say you have even in Shtot, you can have a matzav where someone has a cul-de-sac. There's quite a few houses together. The Chaya says it's like good housing. And no one's interested in carrying. Would there be a mila in spending money and time and effort to make sure there's an Eruv in that area? The Chayyim would have thought not. So the shoil to the Chasam Sefer, one of the Tshuvas in Chasam Sefer, it's not one of the new ones that came coming out, it's a good old Tshuva in Simon Sadi test. And the shoil asked him this Mama Shaila. So no one's really interested in carrying. Is there any inyan in making an Eruv stamp?
Someone's got something in his pocket. But it's not even
going to
show you.
He doesn't
know it's not
going to
show
you. So, Shaul Mimeni, Zot HaChasim Sefer, have I got any rayas to say that there should be a mila to make an Erev in Shtot? That's the shaila. And the Chasim Sefer says, Dovazeh, Einit Tzorech Lefnim or Raya, you don't need any rayas for it. Even though no one is going to carry an Erev, there's still a massive mila to create an Erev in a Shtot. You have a new Shtot, you have a Shchuna. You have a shkuna in it, it's a small shkuna that no one's interested in carrying. Or you have a camp, a chweis on summer holidays, no one's interested in carrying, just for those 2 weeks there can be beseda. Zot the chasm sefer, kol baradas yishpoi besichloi, she efsha b'shum oifan leklal Yisrael, lishmer es kol b'nei beisom ketanim ko'elu, gamlein eshoseim, also their wives, it's very hard for them to control themselves, their children, their wives, v'chalush yidas, it's very hard for Klal Yisrael to be nizah on the halachas of Haitzah. And therefore he says, Imkin haseichel haposhot goyzer, it tells us, the seichel tells us, Sheroi umechuyev, the sakin hachatzir v'amuvuz be'irev v'amatitilta. Interesting, no one's really interested in carrying. Oh, but because it's so hard to be careful and be nizah on the halachas of Haitzah, zok the chasim sefer, there's a chiyev. Interesting chiyuv. No one's interested. V'hadavah mutzal al harav hatam tchochon shebe'ir, it's mutzal on the rov of the town, l'saken ha'mavoyz ve'imlav michshol v'koyle ha'om al savore. Quite sharp aloshim. Shuvah chasim sefer in the back. Simon tzadi test. Although no one's interested in making an Erev, there's an inyan to have an Erev. Moridi gazach.
I ain't got the notice
board. So moridi gazach. And just one final thing is that the chazanish, a similar zach in Bnei Brak, chazanish again, he didn't have any intention in carrying an Erev. He says, Kayadua, the Chazanish, Chuvus van Hogus brings down, Chazanish Kayadua, he was very makbid not to carry an Erev, Abu Lamaisa, and as well when someone used to bring him a Devar Machal, let's say someone carried an Erev and brought him something, he wouldn't have an off from it. Right? And even if he found tefillin on the floor, he wouldn't pick it up, because he was so makbid. And in Kozois, he still held as a Maila to have an Erev in Shtot. Not necessarily, we're not discussing the chatchilas carrying. We're talking about posha to have a backup because of the halachas of Eitzah so severe. Achkideikach, it once happened, Yom Tov fell on Erev Shabbos. Yom Tov fell on Friday. And there was episode of Maisa that one of the strings fell. And the Chazanish himself was mitzava a goy to be misak in the Erev because he held that Lemaisa, he said Eretz Richa Erev, that's his nusach, Apida Chasm Sefer. Although no one's interested in carrying Lechatchila, there's an inyan to have a backup. And this is very mavor, you see very clearly, the inyan of Hitzor is very chomo, Adamo, don't forget. Chazal were oka three mitzvahs, two deraisa, one derabonon. What are the three mitzvahs? Shofa, lulav, deraisa, and Megillah is derabonon, they were okerit. A second point that you see is the right holes. Muksa, why am I not allowed to tell, why can't I move money on Shabbos? I mean, why is it any different to anything else? Why does Chazal say that I can't move money on Shabbos? Zot the right, the four reasons. Zot the Shabru and Akdomas and Mishin Chaz. The reason is because if we would allow a person to freely move anything, he may come to do Issa Hitzah. The Ravid lands that the whole tachlis of Muksa, why did Chazal say it also? Because if you would be able to freely move anything, you might come to actually carry it. The Ravid, Mishnah Berurah brings it down at the beginning of Sima Shein Chaz. One final point is, but have you ever started learning Masechet Shabbos? Masechet Shabbos is quite complicated. You would have expected why couldn't the Gemara start off with easy halachas, Echaz Bishul, open any Heinziger Sefer, he starts off with Bishul, things which are Negea, Boira. Why does Masechet Shabbos have to start off with the Oni and the Yoshi about Hitzah? Is that the Rambam's really a tesis ready or not? Dr. Rambam, because it's so Motzoi, Hitzah is so Motzoi, therefore they felt it a very big reason to start off Masechet Shabbos with the halachas of Hitzah. And I just want to go through a few zachen, a few halachas in Hilchas Hitzah, which is so clear that there could be such a real issue. I was once in one of these shchunas that they were trying to make the Erev a bit better. They were collecting money for it. They were trying to be mahadarit. And I was walking with a friend of mine. And I said, no, are you going to be mishtatef with the Erev? So he said that, no, there's no reason for him to. There's no reason for him to be mishtatef. He doesn't keep it. He doesn't carry an Erev. And he even showed me his Shabbos belt. Look, you know, what shalas does he come up with? So, something caught my eye. That the key that he had put in his Shabbos belt was just slipped into one of the rings. Now there's a main halacha when it comes to Shabbos belts. That the key has to be the key function of the belt. Without the key, the belt will fall down, meaning you have to take the two rings and put it into the hole of the key. Only then can you consider that a Shabbos belt. Only then is it halachically called that you're not being moitzi. But if you just simply take the key and slip it into one of the rings, that is considered hoitzah, seemingly l'kol yalma, the Taz, Mahal Avraham, Mishnah Berurah, we'll bring down, Sikad and Memhei. That is considered hoitzah. Okay, so he was a bit taken aback. And I said, now you've got more of a problem, because if you're taka being moitzi, do you know there's major halachas if someone realizes in the street that he's actually carrying something? Does he go back to where he originally was? Does he run ahead? Does he go to the nearest of Shosu Yochid? Did he stop? Did he not stop? Omad lofash, omad l'katif. It's extremely complicated. Does he throw up a shinui? The ma'aseh we got around it. At the end of the day, he wanted to comfort himself by saying, look, the issa is only an issa derabbanan, because it was a kamelis where we were. And it was b'shoigig. He didn't know that he wasn't aware of that halacha. No, it was a derabbanan b'shoigig. So on that, we mentioned the Rama says in Siman Shin Lamadala now in Hilchas Shabbos, Shin Lamadala Sif Chavav, that even if a person's over issa derabbanan, even b'shoigig, he should fast 40 days. Now already there's kulas, 40 days doesn't have to be day after day. The Rama says it could be Shaini v'chamishi. The Maharam gives another kula, you can actually delay it to the winter. It doesn't have to be the long summer days. It's okay if you push the 40 days into the winter and do only the short days. But kumta is every time going to shul and back, you're collecting quite a lot of days. So it's, even though it's the Rabbonon, the Shogog, we're talking about Chomad Gezach. So this is number one that you find. That even though a person doesn't plan to lachatchila carry an Erev, of a lemaisa, to have this backup would be a greiser zach, and that's why the Chasam Sefer is saying that it's a greiser mitzvah umachuyev lesake. Oh yeah, we're talking about obviously it's Hadassah Kedin, that's the shayla of the Chasam Sefer. Now, one final point, sorry? Oh, it's a Rabbanon to make sure there's Erev, and it's taka you make a broch on it, and the Chalami, 100%. So now, next point is, I just want to bring out from Hilchas Hitzah, it's very interesting in the kudas that it can, people can slip up on. Nochazach is where to place the belt. There is a halacha that a person is allowed to wear two coats, one on top of the other. Why is the second coat not considered a Hitzah? You'd be mitzvah to the second coat. You don't need it. The Torah says because it can sometimes be the derech to carry two coats, because if, let's say, it's very, very cold, therefore, zot the Ramah, it's okay to wear two coats. Okay. Unlike when it comes to belts, zot the Ramah, it's not the derech to wear two belts on top of one baguette. At least it wasn't the derech. And therefore, when it comes to wearing two belts, it's a problem. Zot the poskim. If you take your Shabbat belt and you put it just on your shirt, Kum says you've already got a belt for your shirt. You've got trousers and a belt on the trousers. When you come along and put the Shabbos belt on top of the shirt, then that is considered shtei haguros, which the Ramah says is awesome. So that's another point to take into account, that you see, Itaka, I've seen over the years quite a number of times that people are walking around with a Shabbos belt, which is only on top of the shirt. Showing there's a nid in the place when you're already mentioning about the tie, because you're already clearing about the tie. What happens if you have a tie on top of the shirt? Can you put your Shabbos belt on top of the tie? Me'ikadin, the poskim want to be machmir on this. Those which are meikal say that lemaisa, you find that a tie does require to be fastened. You see that you do find a tie pin. Others want to say that tie pin is only a tachshit. It's not machmas that has to be held down. So you see, more poskim want to be machmir on that, but the mekidim are saying that yeah, a tie also needs to be held in, and therefore you can consider the Shabbos belt to hold in the tie. Okay. That's going to get to the position. But yeah, I have to share with you this Nekudah Rav Shlomo Zalman. Hagon Rav Shlomo Zalman, if he would see someone walking in the street with a belt, he would laugh. Why? Zokt Hagon Rav Shlomo Zalman, Havelz Chiddush. Meshunen Degazach. The heter of a Shabbos belt is only if you need the key to be mashlim the actual size of the belt. Let's say the belt is a bit too small on you and you're missing 2 centimeters. That's when you can use your Shabbos belt and throw in the key and consider your Shabbos belt a belt. But if the Shabbos belt is okay, it's elasticated, it's fine anyway, it might even be too big. And then you put in the key, Zot Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's haram, but you can't use the Shabbos belt. This famous Rav Shlomo Zalman, which everyone's looking around when it comes to other nyonim, when it comes to opening bottles, Rav Shlomo Zalman, this same Rav Shlomo Zalman is quite sure of himself in Siman, in Perek Yud Ches, Ois Reish, Shamatim Rav Shlomo Zalman. I'm not going to read it out. Zok des dafka if it's goyim lahachzik hachagura toiv yosa, it creates the matzav that the belt is now wearable a bit better. That's when it's mutter. But in a case where the chagura is already the right length and you are just adding to it, then harei nika lakosh meschaber rak lahotzi and it's osa. Zok hagon Rav Shlomo Zalman to use a Shabbos belt would be osa in most cases. So that's the chodikim. I'm not going to know. Rav Shlomo Zalman's opinion was to say
the link of the chain.
Sorry,
there's a link. Of the chain.
That's what seemingly most places can take on. But Rav Shlomo Zalman, the hearing of Rav Shlomo Zalman, he wanted to say, he doesn't bring any chodikim, that a Shabbos belt is only mutter when you need the key to actually to lengthen. You need the belt lengthened. That's when you can take the key and use your key to extend the Shabbos belt. But if in your Shabbos belt you do not need the key to lengthen it, Zot Rav Shlomo Zalman, that can't be used. That's one interesting chumrah that you find in Vinaged. Now, obviously, it doesn't seem to be the minigoy. Let me see that Ochos Shabbos is not happy with it. And you see, there's a lot of people not happy this is Rav Shlomo Zalman. Or Rav Shlomo Zalman, when it comes to opening bottles, interesting that we do take him. And not only for the Mechas Yitzchak, when it comes to Dain Weiss has a Nochachadish. He tainted that if you put a Shabbos, if you take a key and you attach it to your belt, it has to be that you're using the teeth of the key as well. Meaning when you take the key and you just attach 2 rings on either side of the hole in the key, that would not be good enough because the teeth of the key is hanging freely down. That's chiddush for the Mechas Yitzchak. Obviously, Rav Shlomo Zalman was not happy with it. But the Mechas Yitzchak himself, his shitta was, if you would see a person going out in the street with a Shabbos belt, and you would see that it's just 2 rings attached to the hole which is inside the key, he would say, no, you have to be using, let's say you have a string, so you can tie the string around the actual teeth of the key, that would be okay according to him. But you see, interesting how vital this goes, a Shabbos belt. You got 2 problems, me'ikar hadin. The 2 problems, me'ikar hadin, is that the key has to be actual key function of the belt. Number 2 is that it has to be in the right position. And 2 chumras that you have, is Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to tie in, it's only when it's mashlim the size of the belt. And the chiddush of the Mechas Yitzchak was that only if you're using the teeth of the key as well as part of your belt. It's an interesting thing to this. Another shaila which we find I was once in Stamford Hill and I was walking down the road and I saw a father and a son walking down the road. And there was a wall at the end of someone's front garden, a nice high-sized wall. And the father turns around to the son and says, do you want to walk on the wall? Do you know how to do it? So he says, yes. So what does he do? The father picks up the child and puts him on the wall. And holds his hand, walks him along the wall, and when he's finished at the end, he takes him down. What would he say to such a case? Would it depend on how deep the wall is? Zok de Gemara and Daf Tzadi Tes. Zok de Shulchan Aruch and Simshin Mem Hei Siv Gemara. The wall of a Rosh Hashanah Yochid has got a din of a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, irrespective of how thick it is. Even if the thickness of the wall is less than 4 amos, it's still got the din of Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And before Rosh Hashanah, no one's chodik on that. Chum tois, when a person takes the child, and maybe it had a chaynus as atzmai, it makes it a rabbonon. When the father takes the child and puts it on the wall, it's a rabbonon. And similarly, taking off the wall, it's a rabbonon. It's interesting, another interesting hechatimza there that you can find that Hilchos Yitzhar has to offer. Another zach is that you can have a person goes to a kiddush, or after a meal, you have your chalant, and your teeth are not that great, it's got a few holes inside, and a bit of meat gets stuck between your teeth. And it's not stum that gets stuck between your teeth, it bothers you, shtickle. Are you allowed to walk outside when there's a bit of meat which is stuck between your teeth? What would you say to Azazach? It's inside, is that considered Hitzor? The Issa Durabon? What would be the Issa? What would be the Issa? Can you walk out in the street with... If you're actually eating, so then that's taka osi. If you're actually eating in the streets, it's a deraisa. If a person's finished eating, and he's just got a bit of meat stuck in his teeth, can he actually go out? It'll take him a whole afternoon to take it out. So can he go out with a bit of meat stuck in his teeth? Is that the mechas yitzchak? Is it not a sheva yitzchak? That's to make it deraisa. The chatzi shev, osim in atayra. So however much a person takes out, there'll be an issa. So even if a zot the mechas yitzchak, zot the shmishavs kechosei, shmishavs zaman, that if the meat bothers a person, if it doesn't bother a person, then no. Although the mechas yitzchak wants to be machmir there as well. But if it bothers a person, then it would be also to walk out in the street with a zazach still stuck in his teeth. That's another zach. Now, another point. What happens if you have a jacket and one of the buttons are not properly sewn onto the jacket? It's already hanging. It's already very loose. It's very limp. And you want to go out with a Zaha jacket. You know it takes weeks on end until you actually go to the dry cleaners to sort it out. Can you walk out in the Rishus HaRabim with such a button which is hanging loose? Again, over here, Zogon the Poskim over here, if it's really hanging loose and it's not making, it doesn't make the beggar look any nicer, okay, it might even be Mekarea, that would also be another Hechatimsa of Hitsa. Now comes the hanging loose? That would be more mature. Yes, yeah, no, that's different because if you're not machashav in it, if you don't really want to keep it, then it'll be bottled. If you do want to resew it, then it'll be a problem. So now, what would be the interesting halacha when it comes to hats? The Gemara tells us in Kuf Lam Chesam on base, there's a Gemara. Omar of Sheishes, Hai Siano Shori. A person is allowed to wear a hat in the Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. Fet the Gemara is that true? Itma faket. We say it's osa. There's a stira. And one brisa says you're not allowed to wear a hat in the Rosh Hashanah. Emphas the Gemara, Alpi Rashi, Emphas the Gemara, Hode Mehadek, Hode Le Mehadek. When are you allowed to walk in the Rosh Hashanah with a hat on? That's only if it's very tightly on you and there's no chashash is going to fall off. But let's say a case of Rashi experience, let's say you have like a loop gum coming under your chin to hold it up, to hold it down. Masha'inkin, in the case where there's ghashash, when it's not firmly on your head, then that's when the Braisa said it's awesome. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. And the Shulchan Aruch passes like that, ala alocha, to machine aleph sif memarev. Without the Shulchan Aruch, to wear a hat on a person's head would be also to wear on Shabbos, unless it's tightly on a person's head. The Beis Yosef writes that if a person hasn't got a couple, then you'll be able to wear the hat. although there's chashash, it might blow away, but it doesn't matter. We're not choshesh, a person is going to walk dala damas without a hat. Therefore, the case over here is talking about where a person has a kappel. The shayla is, can a person wear a hat on top of the kappel? Zot the Shulchan Aruch. Lotzis b'shabbos b'koyva sheberoshoi. Ha'osei lahogim mipnei hachama. It stops with the hachama. Is also mishum dechashino sheyik bihenu haruach miroshoi v'osei lasur darbamas. Unless it's tightly on, it goes inside your head. So you may say, okay, there's not much of a shayla, because let's assume that our rishuyas are a karmelis. So maybe the halacha is not said when it comes to a karmelis. Maybe it's only said in rishus harabim. You look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Taz says, he brings the Taz, that says the Taz says, even if it's just chutz le'erev, even if it's not in rishus harabim, I feel a hachi, there's an issa, this issa would apply. So l'chayra, over here, what's the way forward? So already the first time we've learned Tilchus Itzot many years ago, the Chayis went to Rebbe Falk, went knocking around to Rebbe Falk, and he said the Terutzim are going to be, the Kash is going to be better than the Teretz, because it's very shver, Atke de Kach, the Bali Ochus Shabbos, they asked Rebbe Yashiv this Shaila. They went to Rebbe Yashiv and said, what's Pshat in this that we're not Makbit for this? So he said, for this we're Somech on the Erev, he's not talking about Yerushalayim. For this we're already Somech on the Erev. So you see, already Zot the Ochus Shabbos, that in a place where there's no Erev, Zot the Ochus Shabbos, Shemanu me Rebbe Yashiv, Shahatam Shemekirim Leilich Bekoiva, the reason why we're makel to go with a hat, afshi yesh tachta of kippa, although there's we've got a couple, is because shesoyim chemal eirav. Or lefi zeh, according to this, b'mokum she'ein by eirav ein lahokel b'zeh. So interesting that he read zois, unless obviously it's tighter, it's properly tightened on the head. Obviously, when you're talking about five, six weeks a year, when it's taka windy outside, yesterday my hat fell off. You can see it's only sometimes when it's properly windy. Most of the year, you probably could say that it won't fall off. But those shabbosses where it can fall off, then l'chayra, we're going to struggle to find the way out of this sieve, which is in Chodesh and Shulchan Aruch. Now, let's move weiter when it comes to walking sticks.
Sorry, you didn't finish about it's derech malbush, people wear the kappel under the hat.
Oh yes, for sure it's derech malbush, but we've got a chashash that maybe a person will pick it up, maybe it'll fall off and a person will pick it up and be shomer yabereh. Even after...
Because it's clipping your kappel to keep it on.
Oh yes. Yeah, putting a clip in the kappel is absolutely mutter because it's helping the beggar stay on the person's head. That would be mutter. What would be when it comes to walking sticks? It comes to a person who wants to walk around with a walking stick, wants the extra safety. Mesvarach itzona, mehecha teisa, walk out on the Rosh Hashanah with a walking stick. I mean, can you walk out with a bag? No. So can you walk out with a walking stick? L'chayra, what should be the heta? Abba, there is a heta. Zot the Rosh. Zot the Shulchan Aruch. If a person cannot walk, chikir she'en yochel eilech klal, zot the Rosh, then the stick acts as his leg. That would be the heta. And Sifya Zayim will say that also to walk out, abba chikir she'en yochel eilech is mutter. Zot the Mishnah Berurah. A zokin, let's say an elderly person who is shayach for him to walk at home, he can walk at home around freely without a walking stick. Obviously, he doesn't touch them on the sides. Also, he doesn't require any stick or any sides to touch. He can, no problem, pick up a plate from the kitchen and take it into the dining room. Zot the Mishnah Berurah, a zokin, v'chein zokin ha'hoylich bebeis ebelei makal, he can't claim that the stick is his leg. As I state the Mishnah Berurah, so kata samach dalet. So again, over here, we can have a matzav where a person can taina. L'chayr, I want a stick just to give me extra koich, as I'm going quite far away, I'm going to a kiddush. And l'chayr, he can say, to go to a kiddush, surely I need a stick. Zot the Mishnah Berurah, that won't help. Since l'maisa, when it comes to in a person's house, a person can freely walk, zot the Mishnah Berurah, that won't be a itza.
In a person's house?
Oh, so we mentioned that it has to be that he can freely walk without a stick and without holding onto any furniture. Then he can say that he's got that. Then it would be awesome. But if he would have to hold on to furniture, he would still have that heta. Still, he's not able to freely walk. The point is, like, if he can freely walk at home, he has got no heta to walk down the street. A Suffolk, which we had in Yeshiva, and we went to Rebbe Falk, and he's very, very stark Suffolk about this. What happened was, there's a bocha and a shir below me, that he broke his foot. Okay, broke his foot, what happens? You get it bandaged up. And you're told, for 2 months, don't put pressure on it. Walk around with crutches for 2 months straight. Why? Because if you put pressure on it, you're going to stop the healing process. Okay, now the shayla is, was he allowed to walk from the dormitories. Is he allowed to walk outside with his crutches and jumps? Walk from the dormitories to yeshiva. That was his shaila. Was it mutter? Is it mutter for him to walk out in Rosh Hashanah with crutches in order not to put pressure on the foot? What's the shaila? What would you say to that shaila? In this case, theoretically, he can walk. He can definitely walk down the dump. There's no problem with him to walk. But he is told and instructed by the doctor, it's not worth walking because it's going to stop the healing process. Is this considered a person of chike she'eni yochel leilach b'lemato? He cannot walk without a stick. This regular case where a person cannot walk, that's when the Rosh said that it's considered his leg. But in this case, where Be'etim he can walk, he's just told not to, it's kedai not to, because it's going to stop the healing process. Would that be considered a case of chigash en yochel leilach b'lemakal? This is the MS Shaila, which is, he got the psak that he can, but Rav Falk was very stark musupik about this. Is it considered a person who can't walk? What did the Oilim say?
Nisfara? Just put him in the wheelchair.
He's suggesting Yafsha Avraham.
Put him in the wheelchair.
Oh, that's another Shaila. That's another Shaila. Let's say a person has got the heta to walk out in the street with crutches. Well, the stick, no problem, Hitaka needs a stick, it's fine. Can he now claim and say, look, I can take out sticks, so I want to go in my wheelchair? Can he claim to say that a wheelchair is the same as going out with a stick? He'll go out with a wheelchair, he'll push himself. Can pushing himself in a wheelchair be claimed to be the same as walking out with a stick? Zotra Moshe, he's got tshuva to Grosnas from London, he used to be a... one of the... in the Badats there. Zotra Moshe, he's got a tshuva to Rav Grosnas, he says, just like a person who needs a stick can go out with a stick, so too he can go out with his wheelchair. It's the same thing. It's considered as if this is his extra leg. It's considered his leg. Oh, but the Haratzvi comes along with the Taina. It's not the Haratzvi, it's a bit different. When the Rosh said you can go out with a stick, he meant to say the stick can act as if it's your leg. And you're doing a pu'ula of walking. As long as you're doing a pu'ula of walking, that's fine. But sitting in a chair, pushing yourself, is considered transporting yourself. That's not a mahal. It's not a pa'ula of halicha. So that's the machlokas which you have between the Moshe and the Har Tzvi. If a person has got the heta to walk out in the street with a stick, can he actually use a wheelchair, or is he dafka meshuba to use a stick? That's the machlokas. Okay. Oh, so someone else pushing a wheelchair would also be nichla on the same shayla. If it would be also for him, there's a bit of a to do about this. It's quite a long shtickle. Would it be mutter for someone as shaila is? Would it be mutter for someone else to push the wheelchair? It's totally if it's mashuba to him and not mashuba to him. Kisa galgalim is a big secret. Oh, that's the fast god shuvim some lamzayin to be matter that. Then you have a shaila hilchas yomtov. It's a moed gazach. And let me tell you something. This is a moed gazach. It comes to hilchas yomtov. I think a lot of people assume that it comes to yomtov. One of the malachos which is mutter is hitzah. You're allowed to carry anything you want on it yomtov. And I'm going to show you fascinating cases which we see in yomtov. Is bechlal not perfect. Firstly, which is not so shkiach, a case of a goy. This is not shkiach. And the ma'aser, I have heard it being shkiach. It once happened that someone's neighbor was a goy, an elderly goy, an elderly goiter, and she needed some help with the shopping. And he was walking back from shul with a pram, with a chveses arba, meaning wherever it was. And the lady, his neighbor, asked him, can you please give me a hand with the shopping? Inside my house, inside the front garden. The aloha is, he has to say, I can't carry. The heta of carrying is only said the tzorich hayid. Mefurish is steeped in the Shulchan Aruch. For a goy, it's also to carry. Okay, it's not so shkiach, but it can happen. A person walking in the street with dozens of bags, and a goy asks him, can you just give me a hand? You can't. I can't carry. That's number one. Okay, could be it's not so shkiach. But let's talk about this case. A friend of mine on Yom Tov invited his grandfather to come round for Yom Tov. Yom Tov meal. It was a shua, I think it was Shavuos. He came round, in the middle of the meal, he had to take medication, and out of his pocket came his medication, whatever it's a Tuesday on, whatever it was, and he took his medication in the middle of the meal. Any problem? L'chay not. Hitzah on Yom Tov's mutter. Zaptav Shlomo Zalman. No, he was mighty, he carried tablets. No. It was for that day. Well, not yet, until the second day. For that very day. Zok that Gorman of Shlomo Zalman, and I'm not aware of anyone who's chaylik. I've actually, even the Dirshu don't bring any chaylikim. I'm not aware of any chaylikim. Zok Rav Falk, when it comes to Yom Tov, it has to be shovel lechol nefesh. Carrying medication is not considered shovel lechol nefesh. And Mamela is also Zokh Shlomazam, massive chiddish. It's unbelievable. But I'm not aware of any chokem. Please let me know if you do see any chokem. Terufus, to carry medication on Yom Tov, even for that very day, is an Issa. Dova Shovel Chol Nefesh. Something which is not Shovel Chol Nefesh is an Issa.
It's a
Chola. It's a Chola. Okay, if because of that he won't be able to take it, obviously we're going to be made a Chola. Oh, but who asked him to carry this? He can have it at home. If there's ways around it, obviously there's ways around it. Yeah, no. Obviously, we're talking about where you're not interfering with anything. Perhaps, but the initial idea is that the issa of carrying medication on Shabbos is suggesting that there's a problem of a chayda. Obviously, if it's going to interfere with the medication at times, that's a different story. On that, we may tell him that stay at home. It's different cheshbonos. The initial taina is that there's an issa for a person to carry medication. Medication is not part of that. Sorry? Oh, he wants to suggest, maybe it is, for those people which are ill, maybe it is. But it's Mavoi in the place, you see many cases, the time of smoking, there's a lot of things that you see in the place in my handling, that even at the Moshav showers, we don't consider it Shavu L'chol Nefesh, again, lots of people do. But it's an interesting topic, that the Maisa, the place can come out, that even though he wants to suggest that perhaps for Cholim, it is considered Shavu L'chol Nefesh, but we don't treat it as that.
What do you call? What's the percentage? Le Moshel, how many percent?
It's a big percentage. We're going to come to that. Now, there's a final halacha when you get to Yom Tov, and that is it's unbelievable how common this can happen. It's unbelievable. Someone mentioned before that Yom Tov Hotzar is mutter on Yom Tov only if it's the tzarech oisay yom. You're allowed to carry anything, more or less, Shavu L'chol Nefesh. But only if it's the tzorech oisa yom. Now I'm going to show you, it's a fascinating zach. First I'm going to tell you a case which is not so shkiach. You have a Baal Tekiah, who's only got the kibbutz to blow shofar in one shul one day, and he has to take it to another shul the second day. So it's also for him to take the shofar after he's finished in the first shul, to take it home in order that the next day he should be able to take it to the next shul. Now, if there's a chashash, will get lost in the shul, that's a different story. We're talking about where he can easily store it somewhere, there's no heter for him to take it home. Zok, the poskim, will be also to carry something l'tzorech the next day. Now, if there's someone at home that he can blow for, he can even use that as an aroma, no problem, he can take it home machmas that day. Punkt, the Shagasari holds, if someone wants to take it home to blow for his wife, or someone wants to take his arba minim to take home for his wife, since his wife is potam in our mitzvahs, the Shagasari is shuta, but don't go as well, it doesn't seem to be the skomos of poskim. Shagasari held that there's, you're not allowed to carry it l'tzorech wife. A wife is potam. On the ma'isa, the chidal's cholik, everyone's cholik in it. They might say they can be makabal on themselves, a mitzvah. Okay. The point is that for them.
You put it back in the water.
Yeah, in a chalam, if there's a tzorech to. That would be okay.
Excluding women, then.
That's the machlok, it's the Shagasari wants a taina.
If it's excluding, then how can you
count? Shagasari wants a taina is. Shagasari's taina is it's not considered a tzorech or it's a yoke. Because no one, it's not a tzorech. Oh.
Therefore,
no, they're potter. Women are potter from Abamin. Women are poturas. So now let me tell you a practical case. This is unbelievable. Let's say you go. Anyone throw sweets to children in Simchas Torah? Yeah, the only one knowing is I know in London, if it's giving a bar of chocolate is a minimum. Over here is probably you call the Welt Asia. But people give out sweets when it comes to Simchas Torah. Now, little Simchas Torah, people also come with sweets. When do they come to shul with their sweets? I assume some people, they come before Maariv, possibly before Mincha. Okay, you're suggesting, obviously you're aware of that halacha. But I can assume that some people, I've seen it before, they would come before Mincha, before Maariv, they would come before Nacht, they would come with their sweets in order to give it out to the Olam.
You could eat it,
I
could give it
sweet. Oh, so as I was about it last night, called it this morning already, I called Rupa Falk late tonight, last night. And as Mavari this Nakuda, he's posher, there's also, there's no tzad lahokal. To bring sweets before Nacht, Latzorich after Nacht, is poshut leh, so you're carrying from one day to the next. Now, from Shkia into Shkia, that would be okay. But over here, if you're carrying from Shkia into after Nacht, that would be a real Issal carrying. Let me give you another moshul. Let's say you have a chavus, the second day Yom Tov. You go and learn Daf HaYomi in his front room. Okay, second day you decided, you're going to his front room to learn Daf HaYomi. You take your Gemara with you. And you go and learn a Geshmak HaShor, Geshmak HaRuchni is there, you get your hour, and afterwards you close your Gemara, and you take your Gemara out back to your house. Why? I don't know, because tomorrow, Chol HaMoed, you know, I have to think then what I'm going to do. Is that a mutter? There's an issa. When you're carrying back from your friend's chavrusa's house, you're doing hotzah for the next day. There's no chance you're going to do chazar on daf ayomi. I'm assuming. Zog and the poiskim. Now, you can open the Gemara. If a person does open the Gemara and specifically has intention to use it, you're 100% right. Oh, Hashanah Rez, it's clearly, it's no problem. But you have to have that intention and you have to actually do it. Carrying, again, as Mavar this Rav Falk again, because the poiskim don't discuss this specific case, there's no reason to believe that this case should be mutter. A person is carrying the sefer from his friend's house. Now, if he's in a shul and he's scared it's going to get lost, I specifically took a case where it's his friend's house. His friend can put it in the shelf, there's no problem. On Yom Tov, second day Yom Tov, he carries his Gemara back home. He's done a real Issa. Now, we're not talking about the Rabbonos, we're talking about a real Issa here. Because Haitzah is only Mutter, Latzorich, or Issa Yom. Latzorich the next day, there's a real Issa. Again, all these things are just bringing out the point that you find. And you can have a moshel, a person on Yom Tov goes to eat out, and he takes his baggie along. Yom Tov, no problem to carry. But little does he know there's a bag underneath the baggie. That the bag is useless, there's no point carrying that. And the poskim say that it's lachatchila, not lachatchila, a person should have to take the things that she doesn't need out. Interesting, even on Yom Tov, where people can believe it's mutter, shaloi letzorich is a issa. If there's a chance it will be used, that's a different story. Interesting cases you can have. A person
says. There's a bunch of keys, you only need one key.
So Ramesha's got a shuvah about. That's a shuvah Ramesha. Ramesha's got a shuvah. What happens if you need a bunch? You need a key only to your front, door. But Ramesha, on your keys, there's about 5-6 keys there. Achweis, your car, thick keys which are not nageya. Are you allowed to carry the bunch of keys when you go out, and when you come, you're carrying the rest. So Marabu Bishurim, Ramesha wants to say it's mutter. He speaks about cigarettes, about it, taking a whole backpack of cigarettes, you're only going to have two. That's the trouble, Ramesha. Kadotirich has mutter. It's different souk than his answer. It's a different story. Let me just finish off with one extreme case. Now this, obviously, we wouldn't have passed like, it doesn't seem to be halacha, but it's interesting that you can see how right things go. Ramosha's got a tshuva. It's just interesting to know that Ramosha's got a tshuva. That if a person goes out in the street and he's got a long sleeves shirt and he rolls up his sleeves, that's considered carrying. I'm a shunna de gazach. I spoke to Rafat last night again about this Ramosha. Hafla, unbelievable. Aber Ramosha steht also. No, some of us have probably shaved the ones before. What is Seymah Khan? I remember Falk once told me that the day that Ramosha came out with his psak that shaved a mutter, Rafal told me he was walking with Shlomo Zalman, and Shlomo Zalman told him, Ichab Gehet, as Ramosha in America as Mati is shaving. Apele, can Mati Zang. Shaving, stam, talking about stam shaving. Apele, that is Mati shaving, which is 5 Yisurim, Machmas Aswara, up in a Maisa Ramosha was Mati. So the same Ramosha comes along in Hilchas Shabbos. And he says that to walk out on the street, very short words, to walk out on the street with shirt sleeves rolled up would be an issa of Haitzah. Again, Moshe's cholik on him, there's not cholik, plenty cholikim. Interesting to know that you have all these shitters. Again, the yisoid is, back to the chasam sofer, back to what we were saying before, the yisoid is that even if, let's say, the whole shtot decide, listen, you know, we're not interested in carrying, we have got no interest in this. Abazot the chasam sofer, mitzvah umachuyuv, the Sakana Erev, they weren't talking about carrying the Chatzchila because the Michshol is great. Let's remember the Rambam. Why the Gemara Shabbos starts off with the Lachos of Itzah? Why does it have to be so complicated? Start off with Bishul, Gishmak Azachar, Haitzah, the Oni and the Oshi. Yeah, because it's so Motzi. Again, let's remember the Ravid. The Ravid said the reason why Muksa is also, why can't I move money on Shabbos? Because we're scared if a person would freely be able to touch anything, we're scared of Haitzah. Interesting, it's a Telod of Haitzah. And finally, again, Chazal wa Oika, 3 mitzvahs, 2 deraisa, 1 derabonon, because of the Chashash Haitzah. Hagam taka kundra b'yosi, if a person carries with Tzorich mitzvah, is only his partner. Abu Wachoshish, Achoshish, maybe he was already Yotza. At that, interesting, exactly, you see how Vai Chazal went.
Spare
buff,
But according to those, but about Ted Zayin Hammer, so not that's what
helped. Oh yeah, that's why we especially mentioned. Yeah, that's what we especially mentioned.